and welcome to Leeds Student Radio. This is Revision Radio with Kyle and Louisa.
Woo, yes it is. Hello, everybody.
We're here to give you a full hour of the best songs from films. We've got a lot of corkers coming up, selected by moi. It's very exciting.
And approved by me.
Yeah, very much. And we're going to start with some Blondie, one way or another. This is from Mean Girls.
What a tune.
That is, of course, One Way or Another, Blondie. Now, that is from the film Mean Girls, one of my all-time favourites and possibly one of the first films I actively remember watching and really enjoying as a child.
I've been told it's that good, but I've actually never seen it.
See, that is horrific. When I heard you say that, I really couldn't believe it. I think you must be missing out on quite a lot because it's genuinely one of the most quoted films ever.
I can actually attest to that personally because I spent a few years in South Africa, and when I tell people that, they like to come back with the Mean Girls quote.
Right.
How can you? You know, you can't just ask people
why they're white.
Why they're white. Yeah. So I am more than familiar with that quote by now, and I haven't even seen the film.
It.
So
back in the day, it was released in 2004. Back when Lindsay Lohan was more of a role model than she is now, is all I'm going to say.
Almost certainly. Yeah.
Oh, it's great. Interestingly, the cast. If you think about the main cast, you've got Rachel McAdams. And then Amanda Stir Fry, whatever, and it's Seyfried, and Lindsay Lohan. The three you know, things that they've gone off to do is so massively varying.
Well, Rachel McAdams, she went on obviously to do a lot of like romantic stuff.
Yeah.
Amanda Seyfried, she actually did it. She's done a couple of action films lately.
Mamma Mia, and then she's also done, yeah, I think she's done a horror at some point as well.
Yeah, she's going out. And then Lindsay Lohan just decided to kind of
tumbleweed.
Yeah, go somewhere else with it. Yeah. Isn't there a sequel? I've been told there's a sequel.
I think there was in Mean Girls 2, but I think that's one of the sequels that you just don't talk about.
Do we just not talk about it?
Because it may not have been.
Can it really be that bad?
Apparently, I don't want to put myself through that because the first one is one of my favourites, so I don't want to consider what that might do to me if I watch it.
Well, let us know. Let us know at This Is LSR on Twitter what you thought of Mean Girls, and indeed what you thought of Mean Girls 2.
Exactly, if anyone has seen it.
And then the next, I literally can't picture a better one for it, if I'm honest. I think we've got the winner early on in the show. This next one's from Top Gun, and just by saying that, you probably already know which one it is. A bit of trivia for you. Top Gun was released on May 12th. 1986, which means that next year, in less than a year, it's been 30 years since Top Gun came out.
30. That's quite astonishing, and I think it will especially perhaps make people feel old. That's quite a while before either of us were born. That's a good decade before either of us were born.
I like to tell things like that to my dad and my mom because it makes them feel really old.
You're such a good son, Kyle.
you can see in their eyes they know it.
I'm sure they love you for that. No, it is a classic. It also has some specific links with LSR because this song has been used in our ad reel for quite some time.
Yeah. So aside from Tom Cruise looking very good in sunglasses, in our slow motion shots of Tom Cruise, was this the first major thing that Tom Cruise was
tell you that my Tom Cruise trivia isn't that good. I would be surprised if he'd done something as big before. Then it's Tom Cruise, isn't it? You can't underestimate the Cruise.
I mean, my biggest piece of Tom Cruise trivia is that he just doesn't age. Do you know how old he is? Do you know how old Tom Cruise is?
No. How old is he?
Tom Cruise turns 52 this year, I think.
No, he does not.
He's over 50, Tom Cruise, because he turned 50 a couple of years ago.
No, can you believe that? Tom Cruise is 50.
He doesn't age. He really doesn't.
He's like frozen in time. Or frozen in Botox.
What? Right, well, we can celebrate. That's outrageous accusation, Louisa. We can celebrate nearly 30 years of Top Gun with our tune from the movie. It is a Danger Zone. Sit back, enjoy this one, and maybe put yourself in a bit of slow motion, put some sunglasses on. Here it is.
Big and you're the touch and go. Highway to
Kenny Loggins, Danger Zone. This is LSR. It is the film music show with myself, Kyle, and Louisa.
Hello.
It is Revision Radio. I hope all you guys are doing all right with all this exam stuff. You know, if you need a break, close the laptop, put the book away,
yep.
Sit back for a little bit, enjoy some classics film songs, you know.
You've come to the right place, and I think this will actually, perhaps worryingly, really inspire some people to watch these films, because I know that as soon as I hear one of these songs from these soundtracks, I'm like, I've got to watch it.
I think the best thing about these songs is that when you hear them and it gets to a certain bit in the song or a certain part, mm-hmm. you immediately picture that bit in the film.
That bit going on, exactly. Which, no, that's the best bit.
Yeah, now, this next one that we've been talking, you and I were chatting about this during Danger Zone. You said that this one, it's a big claim, because obviously music plays a great part in movies, and there's some great moments
absolutely.
With music, but you claim that this might be one of the best times a song's ever been used in a film.
Yeah, and I don't know whether it's just maybe the mood I was feeling when I first watched the film, or just the mood I was in generally that day, but there was something about when this song started, and I want people to go on YouTube and find the clip that this song is used in. It's in Slumdog Millionaire, brilliant film, and this song is used, it's not J-Ho, I'm just going to say that right now, because I think that's what people assume when you say soundtrack to Slumdog Millionaire. Oh, it must be the Pussycat Dolls. No, that's not what we're doing. It's M.I.A., actually, and a lot of people, it divides opinion, a lot of people adore this song, but I think it is brilliantly, brilliantly placed, and the atmosphere it creates with the action that goes on is just brilliant. That's so that's why it is a big claim.
That's the thing about some of the movies, the songs that are sometimes used in movies. It whether they're a good song or not, if it's used in a movie, it's all about how it's used. Because, you know, I've heard songs in movies that are brilliant when you listen to them in the movie, and then you go and listen to them afterwards, you're like, this needs the movie with it, to be honest. It needs the main character running away from explosions or something to make it feel.
Exactly, and it is totally the scene that I'm picturing that goes along with this song when I hear it. So here it is. It is a big claim, but I'm sticking by it. One of the best uses of songs to create motion in a film. It's M.I.A. Paper Planes. If you catch me at the border, I got visas in my name. If you come around, hey, I'll make a more day. I get one down in a second if you wait. I fly like paper, get high like planes. If you catch me at the border, I got visas in my name. If you come around, hey, I'll make a more day. I get one down in a second if you wait. Sometimes I think sitting on trains. Every stop I get to, I'm clocking that game. Everyone's a winner, we're making our fame. Bonafide hustler, sitting on trains. Every stop I get to, I'm clocking that game. Everyone's a winner, we're making our fame. Bonafide hustler, making my name.
Summer, 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 summer
That is Paper Planes, MIA. And if I picture it hard enough, I can still get goosebumps when I picture that scene from the film. It's just lovely. Really enjoyed that.
Most definitely. Let us know at This Is LSR on Twitter what your favourite moment is from a film when music just makes it 10 times better. That was from Slumdog Millionaire. What a great film that was. That
absolutely. It was released in 2008, and in my mind it's a lot older than that. I don't know why that is, but I feel like it was one of those ones that's an instant classic, and I think that's why in my mind it can't have been 2008.
Well, to really put across how classic it was, it won Best Picture, Director and Screenplay at the Golden Globes, BAFTAs and the Oscars, all three of those award ceremonies. And the only other film to have done that is Schindler's List, which is a classic. So it's right up there for one of the best of all time. That's
incredible. It took me a long time to watch it, actually. I only watched it in the past year and a half. And I don't know why, just classic me. Can't jump on the bandwagon at the time. Have to be fashionably late. And I was really impressed, actually. A lot of things get hyped up a lot more than they deserve, but it was really, really impressive.
Funny bit of trivia as well. You know, the director of it, Danny Boyle, can you tell me what else he's directed in the recent times that's massive?
No, I definitely can't, because directors are not my forte.
Interestingly, it's not even a film. Danny Boyle directed the opening ceremony of the London 2012 Olympics.
Did he really?
He did indeed. Yeah.
Gosh, that had mixed reactions, didn't it?
Actually, I loved it. I absolutely loved the Olympic opening ceremony. So Danny Boyle just seems to have a line straight to the place in me that enjoys stuff. There's a quote for you there.
That could be your heart.
Right, now what we got coming up next?
It's one from Thin Lizzy, and this is a slightly lesser known film. It is an absolutely brilliant film, I would argue. It's one of my top two all-time favourite films. Yes, both of them have made it onto this show, of course. They both coincidentally have Heath Ledger in them, and that I maintain is not on purpose. That is a coincidence, much as I love him. This is Boys Are Back in Town, and it's from A Knight's Tale, which is just a brilliant film.
With Heath Ledger in it?
10 Things I Hate About You.
Oh, all right.
Absolutely brilliant.
See, one of my favourite movies of all time has got Heath Ledger in it as well, but in a totally different role.
Yeah, I can imagine that. He does contrast it a bit. Are you talking Batman? Are you talking Brokeback Mountain? Are you talking...
The Dark Knight, Batman.
Yeah.
Love him. Love that guy.
The range of films he had been in was just fantastic. Really brilliant actor. And this is just a really, really good song. Another one which I can't tell if the song made me like the film more, if the film made me like the song more. I suppose we shall actually never know. But this is just brilliant. It's Boys Are Back in Town, Thin Lizzy. Change had much to say, but man, I still think them cats are crazy. They were asking if you were around, how you was, where you could be found. I told them you were living downtown, driving all the old men crazy. Shaking what she'd got. Man, when I tell you she was cool, she was red hot. I mean, she was steaming. And that time over at Johnny's place, well, this chick got up and she slapped Johnny's face. Man, we just fell about the place. If that chick don't wanna know, forget her. We'll be right back.
they'll be dressed to kill. Down at Dino's Bar and Grill, the drink will flow and blood will spill. And if the boys wanna fight, you better let them. That jukebox in the corner blasting out my favorite song. The nights are getting warmer, it won't be long. Won't be long till summer comes. Now that the boys are here again.
That was Thin Lizzy, Boys Are Back in Town, from the absolutely stunning Knight's Tale, one of my favourite ever films. Coincidental that Heath Ledger is in it again.
I think I'm starting to get a little clue into who your favourite actor might be.
No, what? So the next one is from Boyhood, so we're skipping quite far forward now. This is really recent.
Common theme here seems to be that all these movies are just really good.
Thanks, Kyle. That means a lot. I'm glad I have that.
We've obviously had Mean Girls, which obviously isn't going to win any Oscars, but
it's a classic.
Yeah,
they're either actual good pieces of cinematography or they are really quotable.
So maybe the link here is that you find a good song for your movie and it makes it just that little bit better, doesn't it?
I would say that goes a long way, actually. Genuinely would. Soundtrack makes a film. This one, again, a fairly unknown band, Family of the Year, as far as I know. Mm. Have you seen Boyhood?
I have, yeah. Absolutely brilliant Boyhood. Yeah. I do a thing every year where I make sure I watch all the Oscar movies, and then I can make an informed decision on what actually I'm rooting for. But Boyhood this year, I was rooting for Birdman to win the Oscar this year. But
as were many, yeah.
It's not often a case where I say this for the Oscars, but I would say that if Boyhood had won, I wouldn't have been surprised. Because normally I choose a film I want to win, but then, you know, I'm surprised if any other film wants it, because I go with the one that I think is going to win. Boyhood was absolutely fantastic.
It is brilliant. And I was quite sceptical. So obviously the premise is they've filmed it over how many years?
Oh, tons of years.
12, I think.
You watch this kid grow up.
Yeah.
It's absolutely
mesmerizing.
Fantastic.
And one of my biggest frustrations is the faux younger self casting. So when you have a character, and you have the classic flashback, and weirdly, you know, obviously they can't actually cast the younger actor. It's not surprising that they're not going to get someone who looks exactly like the older actor. Mm. But it does annoy me when their bone structure changes completely, or they change race or something, and it's like, you know what, you could have tried a little bit harder. And obviously the beauty of that is my slightly anal self just can deal with that, because it is just this beautiful, completely seamless transition, because it is LL Coltrane the entire time, and that's brilliant. I think it's also slightly risky, though, because they're like, for example, the Harry Potter franchise, they're casting an actor very young. Mm. And I think the acting abilities of a child never shows what their acting abilities will be when they're old, and you can see that Daniel Radcliffe, Rupert Grint, Emma Watson have gone in slightly different realms as they grow up, because you can't foresee what's going to happen. And the beauty of this is they were lucky, because both of the main children actually really pulled it together throughout the 12 years.
Do you know, it's really true, because it's a gamble, isn't it? Like,
absolutely.
I mean, if Richard Linklater had started this movie you know, got 6 years in and realised, and even the little actor had grown up and realised, oh, hold on, this isn't actually what I want to do. I imagine he'd be under some sort of contract, but...
Absolutely.
But, you know, you can't make someone want to be in it. And everything came together, I think. Everything came together. Ethan Hawke was brilliant.
He really was.
The whole thing just...
I think there was just a... I don't know if it is because of the 12-year shoot, but there's just this absolute unfaltering realism to it all. And there's no cliche of the plot, or because it's not... I feel like you don't feel like it's a plot. You feel like you are genuinely just watching this family evolve. And it's amazing, it really is. And this song, Hero Family of the Year, sets the whole really poignant, bittersweet tone of the entire film, and that's why I love it.
I think, you know, recently there's been a trend in the last couple of years, maybe just the last year even, of these videos going viral of people who have done things like take pictures themselves over the last 10 years, or, you know, videoed their lives. So it's evident that a while ago people came up with this idea, you know, like in the early 2000s, people, when the technology first became available to all, they were like, you know what I'm gonna do, I'm gonna make like a time capsule of my life. And I'm so glad that someone came up with the idea to do a film of it, because back then, because it's just such a brilliant idea.
Yeah.
You know, you sit there and you these things are popular because of the feeling it gives you. You know, there's no coincidence why, you know, these videos go viral and why this movie was brilliant.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's because it's the people like to do something like that, like sit back and just watch a life go
and
by.
It's so intriguing. It really is. Like I say, this song Hero just sets the whole tone of that feeling so perfectly. It's by Family of the Year and it's really lovely.
Let me go. Big man, I just want to fight with everyone else. Your masquerade, I don't want to be a part of your parade. Everyone deserves a chance to walk with everyone else while holding down a job to keep my girl around, and maybe buy me some new strings and her a night out on the weekend. And we can whisper things, secrets from our American dreams. Baby needs some protection, like everyone else. So let me go. I don't wanna be your hero. I don't wanna be a big man. I just wanna fight like everyone else.
Family of the Year, that's just gorgeous, really sets the tone to the whole film of Boyhood.
What a lovely little song for a for a Wednesday afternoon?
Yeah.
Oh, I've lost track of all the days.
It is Wednesday afternoon. Really, congratulations, Carl.
What a gamble that was. That was brilliant. Yeah, what? I'll try that again. What a lovely little tune for a Wednesday afternoon, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. <Nailed it.
laughs> Yeah, no, that's a lovely song. Really, really encompassing, I think, with sound, what the whole Boyhood film is about, you know.
Absolutely.
It's a nice little sit-back nostalgia trip, isn't it?
Nostalgia is exactly the word. So this next one, I'm trying to leap about a bit, trying to keep the variations there. So we've just had one that's come out in the past year, and now we have one that hasn't come out in the past year. This is from Ferris Bueller's Day Off. Now, Carl and I actually watched this together the other day because we found out that we both knew it, loved it, and then couldn't resist watching
it. If you haven't seen Ferris Bueller's Day Off, I'm not going to hold it against you so long as you go and watch it, like, now.
Now.
Like, Ferris Bueller's Day Off is an absolute classic. Like, I think it's so underrated. Like, you'll get the occasional person
really
who thinks, oh yeah, Ferris Bueller's Day Off is great. No, actually, you don't. You get the occasional person who's seen it and they say, oh my God, it's amazing. And then you've got the other type of people
that are like, Ferris who?
Exactly. I don't think I've ever met someone who's watched Ferris Bueller and didn't like it.
But then again, I haven't met a lot of people that have seen it.
Exactly.
It is absolutely brilliant. Fun trivia, Matthew Broderick plays Ferris and he voices Simba in The Lion King.
You told me that before I started watching it. I was like, no way is that true.
Voiceover artists always sneak up on you like that. There is some really, like, Hank Azaria and stuff are in Anastasia, for example. He plays the bat. And it's just so random.
I've got
because you would never know.
Do you know what else Hank Azaria is most famous for voice-wise?
What's that?
The Simpsons. He's about 8 voices in The Simpsons.
Oh my gosh.
Can you believe that?
Of course. Yeah, see, voiceover artists, I think, are just generally going to be so undercredited.
Mm.
So this is... There are various versions to this song. The one that's used in the film was the re-recording by the Beatles. So that's what we're playing on the show today. This is one of the film scenes. Another one's coming up. This is one of the film scenes that I want to be in.
Mm.
I would give a lot to be in this scene. It's just brilliant.
I won't spoil too much for you, but basically the scene,
because you are going to watch it.
To give you an idea of how this song sets the scene,
yep,
and just party mode. Ferris Bueller's taken a day off school. And by that I mean he's weaseled his way out of school. And they're just seeing how much they can get away with. And there's a parade in the city centre. And Ferris Bueller, to try and tell his friend to relax, has gotten on top of one of these floats that are going down the parade, and he's started lip syncing to Twist and Shout, and nearly the entire city gets involved, and it's such a brilliant, brilliant scene. If you don't go watch the full movie, you know, I can't be a friend, but at least go and watch it on YouTube. It's a brilliant scene, and the song gets you driving as well. Here it is, it's the Beatles, Twist and Shout.
You look so good, so good. You know you got me.
the Beatles, Twist and Shout. You're listening to LSR on a Wednesday afternoon. Louisa and Kyle with you till 5 o'clock. This is the film music show, giving you a nice break from revision. That one was from Ferris Bueller's Day Off with the parade scene, which we thought was absolutely fantastic.
Absolutely brilliant. This next one is jumping much further into the future. This is, again, quite recent. It's from... Old Baz's his Great Gatsby remake.
Love that movie.
Absolutely brilliant.
Have you heard the really funny fan theory about it with that?
What's
and Titanic?
That? Oh my gosh, yeah.
Because obviously, you know, Leo DiCaprio, last we saw of him in Titanic, he was sinking to the depths.
Watery depth, yeah.
And then obviously in, you know, in The Great Gatsby is this character with a massive fear of water and swimming pools. So
yeah.
that's funny. That you know, if things like
character
that.
Reincarnation, I'm all up for that.
You know, when
could happen.
Leo does what he wants, so
yeah.
Leo says it's true, then it's true.
So this, again, music really cleverly used in this film. A lot of 20s style music, but revamped and combined with much more up to date themes and feels to it. So this is Emily Sandé doing a kind of 20s vintage version of classic Beyoncé. It's Brill, sets the mood again. This is Crazy in Love from the Great Gatsby soundtrack.
You're lovely and you're perfect, and then somebody wants you. some any new thing. You see naked, want a temporary silly girl. Fascinating new thing. Don't betray them by becoming familiar. I'm surprised that you've never been told before that you're lovely and you're perfect and that somebody wants you. I'm surprised that you've never been told before that you're priceless, yeah, you're precious.
Of course, Semisonic, Fascinating New Thing. And before that, Emily Sandé, her remix of Beyoncé's Crazy in Love from the Great Gatsby soundtrack. So that one that we've just played, Semisonic, is from my all-time favourite film scene. 10 Things I Hate About You, the paintballing scene. If anyone's watched it, you will understand.
She was talking about it during the song, having a bit of a crisis about Heath Ledger.
Yeah.
Or something about how he took off his paintball mask or something like that.
Flicked his goggles off is what I said.
Okay.
But yeah, okay.
Well, either way, I wasn't interested, so. No, actual quote from Louisa. Actual quote. You're probably not going to be happy with me putting this out there. Actual quote from Louisa talking about 10 Things I Hate About You. That was the movie that made me understand love.
I stand by that.
I wouldn't if I were you. I love it. Right, what have we got coming up next?
The next one is from School of Rock. Absolutely brilliant. Such a comic scene this film is from. It's really only a small clip, but we're all picturing Miss Mullins singing along on top of a table, very drunk, and it's just brilliant. What we're going to do then is, because it will be time for the adverts, so we'll whack out the adverts, and then we'll quickly play the very last choice just after the adverts, because it's too good to miss out of this hour. So, first of all, oh God, I love this song, and it's such a beautifully humorous scene to go with it.
School of Rock is another movie that you mentioned earlier about scenes that you want to be in. School of Rock, I think, is an entire movie that I want to be in. Like, can you imagine? Like, school's miserable, let's face it. No one enjoys school.
Absolutely.
And if you do enjoy school,
you're wrong.
You obviously need to go to a doctor. But not many people enjoy school. Can you imagine some teacher coming in and making you into a rock band?
You say some teacher. It's Jack Black. That's what just makes it so brilliant.
He is fantastic.
This song just puts me in the mood to stick it to the man all day.
Apologies if you're listening to this in the library, because you're going to end up dancing on the table. So
you absolutely
it's
are.
It's inevitable. Don't try and fight it.
Stevie Nicks, Edge of 17.
Days go by like a strand in the wind, in the web that is mine.
Back to revision now.
Yeah, sorry. apart from the next 6 minutes, which are filled with the most glorious, long, but glorious song.
Yeah.
To finish, I couldn't resist playing this, despite the fact that we're eking over an hour now. It's from Perks of Being a Wallflower, and the book's brilliant. The film is one of those film adaptations which is equally brilliant, which is impressive. Really good acting, really good storyline, and a really good soundtrack. Mm. So to finish today's little show, it's... oh, just brilliant.
And you can't go wrong with a bit of Bowie.
No, you really can't. I said that earlier.
Even though this, shamelessly, this isn't my favourite version of this song.
What's your favourite version?
It was covered by a band that I've actually got downloaded at the minute I heard it. It was used in the Game of Thrones trailer for this new series.
Oh, really?
Come out. And let me just try and... But yeah, it was covered by... I'm scrolling to look for it.
If I had a drum roll effect,
It was covered by War Child Heroes.
Right.
And it's just... It's such a... Any version of this song is good.
This song is absolutely brilliant. It's so empowering, and it really has that coming-of-age feel, which is so essential to the film and everything it is about. So to round off music that just makes the film it is used in, this is Heroes David Bowie.
One day.
So that was an hour of Films with Carl and Louisa on Lee Student Radio, Revision Radio. We hope you enjoyed it. We hope it was a pick-me-up in between some horrible revision. You've been listening to Carl and Louisa on Lee Student Radio.
Thanks so much for tuning in. Good luck with your revision.
Very much
good luck. You've got our sympathy.
Absolutely. And you've got some great songs to see you through.